Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The DH, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Culp. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Timmerman. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Broemer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball four. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Griffin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lowenstein moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lowenstein scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torres for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery strikes out. 1 out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Montgomery and he is out, Guerrero applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper strikes out. 1 out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Timmerman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to third. Ellis moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields it and throws to home. Montgomery drops the ball. Chambliss scores. Ellis moves to third. Spikes moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Indians. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields it and throws to home to get Ellis. Spikes moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery fires to first and picks off Brohmer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Griffin moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Bell reaches second base with a double. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Gamble moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Gamble scores. Chambliss moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Timmerman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Timmerman. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Craig Schoch now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cater moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 2 in the game. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss is called out on strikes. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Schoch covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 3 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. 1 out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer strikes out. 2 outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kennedy pinch runs for Orlando Cepeda. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. 1 out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Montgomery hits a pop-up into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.